Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kicking ass, host of the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. He's got a lot of other breaking news and points to make. He's hosting this 5 minutes, and I'm coming back, and I'm opening the phones up for the balance of the hour. Owen Schroyer.
So, ladies and gentlemen, here's where we're at as far as the Senate is concerned. Republicans have to win either Nevada or Arizona. Otherwise, the runoff in Georgia is really going to be for control of the Senate, and a 50-50 split really gives Democrats control. You do have Joe Manchin, who's kind of a stopgap there, but I think he'll be overwhelmed. And so Republicans need either Arizona or Nevada. Now, if they get both, that's huge. Now you've got not just a clear majority. You even got a chance for 52 with that Georgia runoff. That's certainly going to be a bloodbath. But I'll be covering more of that coming up later. But when we focus on Arizona, the shenanigans are going to be in question. What happened in Maricopa County? The machines are going to be in question. Masters and Lake are both still extremely confident. I do think Lake will overcome and eventually be declared the winner. But remember, Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, who's running against her, is the one in charge of counting the ballots. What did I believe it was Stalin say? It's not how the ballots are counted. It's who's counting them. Very suspicious there for Arizona. The good news is, no matter what happens, I think the Republicans there are fighters. I don't think they're going to let a loss go easily. I think there'll be audits. I think there'll be lawsuits. And I think that the Arizona conservative populist Republican movement has the spine, has the backbone, has the will to try to save that state from the corruption. Now, we jump up to Nevada. This is the big developing story now. Reno, Washoe County, where the new ballot dumps coming in are going 60% Democrat. All the last, I guess we're on day three, election day three. What am I going to be up here day 40 with a long beard and gray hair? Election day three. So now on election day three, all of a sudden the trend in Washoe County here is Democrat. And Masto, who's been losing the entire race, has now overcome and has more votes than Laxalt in Washoe County. We thought it was going to be Clark County down here in Las Vegas where we were going to have to watch out for some shenanigans. Looks like it might be Reno. Looks like it might be Washoe County. So we'll be watching that closely as the votes slowly, slowly start to trickle in. I do still believe that Laxalt will win the state, but I think they're going to make it interesting. Depending on how desperate and committed they are, they're either going to keep counting ballots in Washoe County till the Democrat is ahead, or eventually they're just going to say, okay, this is enough. It's time to call it for Laxalt. So that should be determined by the weekend. I think we'll have an idea or a conclusion on Nevada by the end of the weekend. Now, a couple other races that we're watching right now, obviously Lauren Boebert. I do think that she's going to save that seat of hers in the House. In fact, latest numbers. Okay, I don't think we have any new numbers. Boebert literally up by about 400 votes. Wow. Now, people are saying that's hard to believe. I can understand why some people might not like Lauren Boebert, but this is a very conservative area. And for the Democrat there to be making it close with an incumbent who's pretty popular, Lauren Boebert, is interesting. But nonetheless, if she takes it, I don't think there will be any questions asked. They'll take that seat. And then, I just want to quickly, let's go over to the Speaker of the House, shall we? Let's look at Nancy Pelosi. She's about to lose the gavel, thank God. But, Nancy Pelosi must be pretty popular, guys, because she is dominating her district. So I guess the people, it's easier if you go over here, guys, and just scroll down. It'll be easier to find it because her district is so small. So the people of San Francisco love Nancy Pelosi so much. I believe she got, yes, there it is, 81% of the vote. They just love Nancy Pelosi for 70 years. For 70 years, Nancy Pelosi in the district, 11th District of California, San Francisco. And you look at what's happened in those 70 years that Pelosi has been in office, obviously great things have happened to San Francisco. The defecation on the street, the homelessness, the poverty, the crime. Way to go, San Francisco.
The globalists are in an absolute panic right now. They are attacking and suing and censoring and spying on and engaging in bullying and physical attacks against populist conservatives and Christians, not just in America, but worldwide. And their number one most hated enemy in the media is InfoWars, because we know the globalist number, we know their operation, we know their modus operandi, and we know how to take them down peacefully. We've got great products that fund the operation that also are incredibly powerful and the highest quality for your immune system and more. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now. Black Friday comes early. Use promo code 1776 and get up to 60% off on these best-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest sale of the year, promo code 1776, up to 60% off. Take action now and empower your body.
Another time.
In the age of wonder.
In the age of wonder.
Another world.
Another time.
His life was green and bright. And in the crystal strap.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Atlantis blew up. Whether you believe in what Plato wrote about and said was real, and they found almost everything else he said was real, who's a historian, not just the father of philosophy, that Atlantis was real. But whether it was real or not, we are at that Atlantean moment with godlike power, but not a godlike brain or soul, on the verge of destroying ourselves. I want to play a clip here and get Owen Schroeder's take on this. I'm going to let Owen get ready for his own show, The War Room, at 3 p.m. Central. I'm going to open the phones up and take your calls on the election. That one topic. First-time callers. You don't screen calls, I do it on air. Sometimes I say, usually it's a free-for-all, 90% of the time. But 10% of the time I say, I want you on this one topic. Humor me. It's a big deal. What do you think? What did you witness? What did you see? Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. First-time callers, 877-789-2539. But we've got this clip, and it wasn't just MSNBC. It was CNN. It's everywhere, like Beto. They pick the weirdest, fakest people and make them into celebrities. And the Democrats are such a horrible field. I mean, their best is Gavin Newsom, literally looks more like American Psycho and acts like more than American Psycho than Christian Bale in that seminal film. And so now they're saying, oh, he's so wonderful, like Avenatti. Oh, he's going to run for president. Oh, Fetterman. Oh, Fetterman. Oh, they love him. And I feel sorry for Fetterman. He's this big, demonic, evil mutant who literally can't talk, and that's the perfect thing, I guess, for the fourth administration of Biden with election fraud. It's a sick joke. We'll have Fetterman like, hey, hold on, I have brain chip. What I do, Obama say I take a gun. I Fetterman, yeah. I am Fetterman. I die, Bobby, what you think, what you know, bro? I mean, here's the clip.
Fetterman, as a nominee at some point for president, I know there's some variables, obviously, but just a few. But I just, you know, what he did in the super red, deep red parts of Pennsylvania, and the way that he ran ahead of Biden, as you were saying, ran ahead of Trump. I mean, it makes you wonder about his future.
And they go on to talk about him for president. I've got all the articles right here. The Democrats already floating the idea of a Fetterman presidential run, red state. And I see you laughing, but I mean, I guess the electronic voting machine's could elect a tomato or a potato here. It'd be better than this guy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Alex. I'm not prepared. I've probably seen that clip. I'm not even kidding. I have tears of laughter. I've probably seen that clip at least 20 times, and it still gets me every time, Alex, because
Katie Turr sitting at the desk, you notice she's got this smug, arrogant, like she Cheshire Cat, like she thinks she's got the greatest idea ever. And she crosses her arms and leans back in the chair like, well, you know, I'll be the first to suggest Fetterman for president.
It reminds me of that? Guys, pull up Stelter saying that Avenatti's going to be the next president. I mean, it's that ridiculous.
Yeah, I think he might be in jail right now. I don't know what happened to Avenatti.
He is
fell
in jail.
Off the map. But, okay, yeah, Katie Turr, arrogantly smug, like, ooh, like, I think Fetterman, uh-huh. But did you hear what she said? She goes, I know there's some variables. Some variables? Some variables, what? That he can't think? He can't talk? He's mentally deranged?
And you've got Alan Greenspan's wife up there looking at her like she's crazy.
Variables, Alex. She says variables. I'd love to know what variables she's talking about. You know, most people think Fetterman is not even going to last but maybe a couple months, and he's just going to hand the seat down to his wife. And if they're acting like he's going to recover from the stroke, folks, he's already reached the time of full recovery on average. He's past the point of having any more recovery. And so this is Fetterman now. And look, it's sad. I mean, he's got a family, whatever. It's sad.
No, but this is the trend of vegetable Democrats. Well, why do you think they choose vegetables? Because they're the perfect puppet?
Alex, it's hard to even try to get into the mind of a Democrat. And you kind of have to go with these prerequisites that everything that they do comes from a psychological perspective of they want to gaslight you. They want to pee on you and tell you it's raining. They want to give you a crap sandwich and tell you it's filet mignon. I mean, so there's just that energy. There's that direction. It's kind of a domination thing over you that they can abuse you. It's kind of an abuser predator tactic. And so that's just the Democrat psychology. I mean, even Katie Turr has to admit, oh, I know there's variables. What variables, Katie? That you're putting up a mentally ill, a mentally incompetent person? Is that the variable that you're sitting up there talking about? Yeah, we all know it. But, you know, and then they go along and just lie to you. Oh, Fetterman did so well in these deep red areas. See, now what they're trying to do is this is how Glenn Youngkin actually probably.
It's their psychological operation. We're not just going to steal traditional Democrat areas when there's a red wave. Now we're going to take deep red areas.
But it wasn't even true. That's not even true. That's what Republicans need to tap into and realize is the only way they can overwhelm the voter fraud in the inner cities is to go out into the deep red areas and get massive voter turnout. That was one of the reasons why Youngkin was able to win Virginia and really change the state's politics. So really, the Republicans need to be heeding that message, and they need to be out in the deep red areas. They need to be doubling the vote total.
Well, I'll say this. I mean, they clearly stole key areas. But a big part of this was like the Q effect. Oh, Q, we're all going to win. We're invincible. And I knew it was a fraud. And then a lot of people just thought Trump was invincible because of the Q thing and didn't even vote. Even though they stole it from Trump, they couldn't have stole it if it was, you know, overpowered the algorithm. That's what the science shows. It's the same thing. Oh, we're going to win. A bunch of conservatives I knew didn't even vote. Oh, we're about to totally win. And again, the media told you that. Stop taking stuff for granted. Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central, the War Room. You'll be covering the latest developments. Thank you.
All right, Alex. Thank you. Looking forward to big breaking news at 3 o'clock.
All right. Here's some big breaking news, an exclusive response to it. And I want to go to your phone call, so I don't want to spend a lot of time on this. But the media spins this constantly. Like, Jones is laughing at the billion-dollar judgment in Connecticut. Or Jones is laughing at the lawyers requesting $2.57 trillion. Well, I mean, I'm laughing because I have a couple hundred thousand dollars in my savings account. And I own a little lake cabin, and I got a house. I've never cared about money. It's not what I do things for. I haven't been trying to amass it. I took all the money I made and built an infrastructure and media operation to challenge the New World Order. That's what I really care about. I mean, they said we'll beat the whole New World Order and stop all the globalists right now. We're going to throw you into a wood chipper. I'd say, well, let's get this going. And I'd climb into the damn thing and say, pull the trigger, because I really care about people. See, these psychopaths, these sociopaths don't get that I'm committed to humanity. I came from humans. I want humans to keep going on. I realize I'm a blip on the radar screen, and I'm a collectivist. I'm an individualist to the max, but it's individual vigor that adds to the collective. The collectivist trying to enslave everybody and call it collectivism. That's what I just know. You empower everybody, and then you have competition, and out of that competition in the collective, we create the superhuman, and that's what we're going. But as soon as you cut that out, you create the nightmare. So the Nazis and everybody want to suppress and control everybody to create the Ubermensch, and they create the opposite, mass death and destruction. It's the same thing. No, empowerment, competition, open, free societies. Not George Soros' free society. It's a counterfeit. Real libertarian renaissance ideas is what empowers people. The problem is, can the general public handle that much power? So we're going to get to your phone calls, but when we come back, they asked for $2.75 trillion. The judge just ruled. And what do you think she did? And, I mean, it's ridiculous, okay? It's absolutely ridiculous. And they put the filings together. They go, he's laughing at it. Well, of course I'm laughing at it. It'd be like if you sent me a bill for $1 billion in the mail. Oh, man, we got you. You owe a bill. It's all for psychological effect. It's all the Wizard of Oz. I am the great and powerful Oz. When they know full well with bankruptcy law and all the rest of it, then it'll show what I've got. And they get that, and that's it. And I have almost nothing. So, I mean, I don't want to say I'm having an orgasm right now, but, I mean, it's a joke. Because I don't have hardly anything except a giant audience of patriots and liberty and freedom, and I'm super rich in that area.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Worldwide. Woo! It's Yell Show Show. Episode 1776. A New Hope. All right. So this will be the big statement. The media will edit it and take it out of context. That's what they do. They already had a $965 million rigged deal where the judge said I was guilty and told the jury that I was a bad person and wouldn't let me put on evidence and put on fake evidence against me. I don't have $2 million, so it's a joke on them, and they know that. They got all our discovery, they got all our financials, and said we didn't give it to them, and then did this. Now the judge has issued a ruling. My lawyer just sent it to me 10 minutes ago, and it's already all over the news. Alex Jones ordered to pay $473 million more to Sandy Hook families. They'd asked for $2.75 trillion, or $2,750 million, which is ridiculous. And then now they want, oh, it's more reasonable, only $473 million. If I sold everything I had, it's not $5 million, $4 million. So that's the camera equipment in here and everything. So they're doing this. So you hear billion-dollar numbers, you hear $400 million numbers, you hear trillion-dollar numbers, you go, well, he's over. That's not how America works, folks. They can't stop me from being on air. They can't stop me from broadcasting. They can't stop any of it, even though they admit that's their goal. So I'm going to go to your calls. I'm going to briefly explain this. We're in Chapter 11, Subchapter 5, bankruptcy, because the system's not set up yet to just shut businesses down. So Alex Jones won't get any money. But the company and the crew and the operation will continue on as long as it's profitable. And the reason we can do bankruptcy is we've been almost insolvent in the last year, and so it's a very real bankruptcy. That's why buying products at InfoWarsStore.com is great, and it keeps us on air. And when we make it out of this bankruptcy in the next 3-4 months, then we continue on, and then it's agreed that in the next 2 years, if they win these appeals, which everybody says they're going to lose, total kangaroo court, that's why they're so mad. Then in 2 years, if we lose the appeal, then whatever profit there is from InfoWars, and there is almost no profit, goes to them. And they know that. That's why they're like, no, we don't want that judge. They told the bankruptcy judge, we just want to take it off air. The judge's like, well, wait, don't you want money as creditors? No, we don't want money. We want him off air. They said it in their closing arguments in Texas and Connecticut. So, again, you're keeping us on air. You're letting us do the appeals. You are doing the exact opposite of what they want by going to InfoWarsStore.com right now and getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, X3 is about to sell out, Super Male Vitality, Alpha Power, Ultimate Krill Oil. These are all incredible products. There's not anywhere you can fight for the Republic stronger than InfoWarsStore.com and spreading the articles and videos from the sites. So even if you don't have the money to buy a book, a signed book, an unsigned book, or experience at what X3 does, or experience what BrainForce Ultra does, that's okay. Just spread the word about the broadcast. But if you do want to experience these great products, and you do have the funds, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and do the exact opposite of what they want. They think they're running a PSYOP to make you give up. They think when you hear about $1 billion here and $2.75 trillion there and $473 million there, you just go, my gosh, the Wizard of Oz guy was 100 feet tall and green. I am the Great Power of Oz. Oh, you can't beat. He's a projection. So, like, it didn't scare him at 100 feet tall. Make it 1,000. Okay, $1 billion doesn't make it 2 billion. Make it 2 trillion. And it's just a little man. It's just a little goblin behind the curtain, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you already need that fund this operation. And it literally is just going to cost us the next year. Sounds like a lot. It's not in a fight like this. $1 million with appeals. And they got one more show trial in Texas coming up. So just go to SaveInfoWars.com. Make a $5, $10, $20, $100. I want to thank all those that did. Donation. And that all goes directly to Legal Defense Fund. We've raised almost $300,000 there. That's great. It's all been spent. We need more money. You want somebody to fight? We're doing it. I don't want to spend my time on products and money and funding, but I got to do it because I don't have George Soros. I've got you sitting there listening right now and the decision you're going to make. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Other great sites like 1776coin.com. Coin's almost sold out. You can get up to $30 off the promo code 1776. But here are the headlines. Alex Jones ordered to pay $473 million more. And some of the public's so dumb at restaurants and grocery stores, people walk up to me and they go, so man, I didn't know you were a billionaire. They believe, a small minority of folks, that because the media says I'm worth hundreds of millions of dollars or whatever, and I have billions of dollars of fake judgments, that it's real. This is like cuckoo land. Total, complete cuckoo land. Let me tell you where I'm rich. Friends and family. Let me tell you where I'm rich. Reaching billions of people, hundreds of millions a month of people, minds, souls that matter, that need the truth, and unborn babies that have got to be protected. I am one of the richest men in the world when it comes to influence. If influence was the currency, I am a tycoon. I am a juggernaut. I am a force of nature, but only through God, not me. But through the genes and the spirit and the family and the environment I was given, I sprouted, I gave good fruit, and I am nothing but humble and blessed to be here as your humble servant. And you've commissioned me into this fight. InfoWarsStore.com. They are so pissed that after they had their fake Connecticut ruling with a fake, you know, I'm already guilty, tell the jury I'm guilty, totally rigged. They said, Alex Jones listeners, don't bet on him, he's going down. Do not buy his products. I thought you want my money. They know we don't have money. They have all the intel. Democratic Party runs this. Deep State runs this. And they are just enraged right now that they just cannot make you give up. They cannot make you submit. They cannot stand it. They want to hold me up as this example. Their persecution, their lies, their straw men, their demonization is a badge of courage. Other than my family, and we're all in on this fight, my most valuable possession is that the enemies of freedom and the human species and God, big G, big O, big D, triple exclamation point to infinity, are my enemies. And there's nowhere your word of mouth is more key than InfoWars.com and Man.Video and NewsWars.com. All right, I said I'd take calls. And I'm going to take your calls, but I'm going to give each caller about a minute so we can hear about it. You're talking about the election. We're talking about the election. I want to hear what you say about the election. I'm going to move the next person. And then who we got in the fourth hour? I may have to take some of the fourth hour here. We've got, oh, my gosh, Paul Watson's been off a few weeks. He's returned to Paul Watson. This should be interesting, so I don't want to cut into him. And then the War Room is coming up 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. But we're going to come out of break. Hell, let's not just come out of break. Let's go to Beverly in California. It's 1 minute on air. Beverly, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to say thank you for all that you do. And also, I'm kind of curious to know what you think about Gavin Newsom supposedly not even being qualified to be on the ballot, even in the primaries, because of SB 27, which he signed in 2019, which says all presidential and gubernatorial candidates must submit the last 5 years of filed tax returns to the California Secretary of State, which he failed to do in 2021.
Well, exactly. We know Democrats never follow their own rules.
And apparently on the website, it's been scrubbed. You can't find it. The page doesn't exist. Except if you go to the Wayback Machine, you can see that the tax returns are missing for 2021.
Well, I tell you, Gavin Newsom's there, darling. He's running for president. He's enemy number one. Great point, Beverly. Thank you for calling. Back with more calls. Stay with us. I'm pointing my finger at you.
And I'm also pointing right back at myself. You forget to take your multivitamins. You forget to take your vitamin D3. You forget to take your Brain Force Plus. You forget to take DNA Force Plus. You forget to take the X3. And you know it makes your life better. And you know it makes you healthier. And you constantly forget. And when you remember to do it, you're a lot healthier. This stuff will blow you away. Plus, it funds our operation. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code 1776 to get up to 60% off on these best-selling products. The lowest deal is 40%. Most of the sales are 60 or 50% when you use promo code 1776. There's too many products to tell you about them all. They're all kick-ass. They keep us on the air. Please continue to support, and I love you, and I thank you. 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, 30 plus years ago when I decided I was going to fight the globalists, 28 years ago when I got on air, I knew the globalists were already in partial control of the planet. I knew they meant business. I knew they had to be challenged. And we could build a resistance against them. That's why we're enemy number one. And we've already done such incredible work together. It's all in God's hands now. But every day we stay on air, damages them more and more. Our credibility is the highest ever. That means your credibility is. I salute and thank you all. All right, let's rampage through calls. Craig in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, brother.
Hey, just a quick thought that could be, it might not be the right time for us to be strong as humans, but it could be a revolutionary thought or it could be used in the wrong hands to get us. And it kind of stems, Naomi Wolf had an article like, when are we going to consider not making voting anonymous? You know, if you put your name on it, there would go all fraud issues. But we'd have to be strong individuals with conviction.
Well, exactly. I mean, they want your ID to buy a gun. They want your ID for insurance. But voting, the Democrats don't want that. Remember, they never wanted illegals to vote. Now, all over the country, in city elections, the Democrats have legalized illegal aliens voting.
Yeah, yeah. So, but actually putting your name on your ballot, so not being anonymous, which would be, I don't know if we're ready for that. And I don't know if we're ready. The idea I have, let's just say Herschel Walker's election, one hit of everybody who was going to vote for him wore a red shirt that day. And just an idea. I mean, the deep state could come through this in their favor and be like, yeah, bring it on. We're going to use that and we're going to stuff it down your throat. But just, you know, something that would allow the eyes to see what we're not being told from the deep. So
great point, sir. Thank you, Craig, for calling. Let's talk to another Craig in Ohio. You're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, great job on the 5G to open the show. That's the best explanation connection I've heard to the jab yet. I was on 6 months ago. I made a prediction the dollar would go higher even when the countless idiots said it would go lower. Now I'm going to call the U.S. dollar to Swiss franc going up. It has huge energy building in it. The reason I say this is because I think it ties to the Bank of International Standards, which also ties to the great piece Kate Daly did yesterday about why Biden and Fetterman trying to prep us for the central bank digital currency. Now that we're admitting the elections are rigged by electronics, I'd also like to try to get out there that markets have been rigged for a long time because of electronics. I've watched the evolution.
Well, that's how Bloomberg made his $50 billion. It's all exactly.
Yeah. So the thing is, this deserves a lot of credit, and I'd like to try to get with Greg Reese because I've got a ton of information that he could do his short clips on, and this really needs to get out there because capital markets are just as important as protecting our southern border.
Our whole show is about connecting great minds with our crew. Guys, get Craig's name and number and give it to Greg Reese, and Greg, I'm sure, will call you. He's a really smart guy, but help him out with this. He'll want to talk to you. Thank you. Give Craig's number to Greg Reese, please. All right, up next, Travis in Omaha. Go ahead.
Hi. I was calling because I think as far as the elections go, I think everyone's figured out that, you know, these rebranded satanic bankers from Europe who are trying to take over the world and kill us at the same time are in control of both sides of the aisle. So I think people voted for the people that were against them, like DeSantis, like Paul, like libertarians, and
that's a good point. I mean, Rand Paul won by a giant majority by promising to try to get Anthony Fauci arrested. In fact, I meant to start the show with that video. Victorious Rand Paul vows to subpoena every last document of Dr. Fauci. Yes, we must go on the offense. In fact, give me that clip, guys. Go ahead. Sorry, Travis.
And that was actually the point I wanted to furthermore because I think we all need to get behind Rand Paul a bit more. I mean, he's the one that's there.
No, I'll say it. I think Rand Paul, as a man, as a leader, is 100% genuine. I've known him since when he was on my show in 96, promoting his dad getting reelected to Congress. I've known him for 25 years. I think we need Rand Paul as president. I think he's better than DeSantis and better than Trump on actual policies and his grasp of things. And I'm not trying to have a horse race here, but if we got a horse race between Trump and DeSantis, what about Rand Paul? He doesn't have all the Hollywood pizzazz, but he's probably the best person we have in the federal government.
Yes, I think we should stop asking, you know, questions that the Democrats ask, like, you know, who's more marketable, who's going to win, who that type of thing. And we should say who's been fighting for us, who has his ribs broken.
And if you look, it's MTG, it's Matt Gaetz, it's Rand Paul. Winning by the biggest numbers. I totally agree with you. In fact, I meant to say this today before I got on air. I was going to say, I'm glad. That's why I love to take calls. That's, I forget to make my points, and when I take your calls, you make the organic true point that we want hard chargers, we want real people, we want authenticity. Thank you, Travis. Let's go to Sean in New York. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, just want to thank you for your passion and your sacrifice. I was trying to vote here in New York, and I decided not to this time because last time they mailed me something in the mail that said what the party that I voted for, and I was very upset that I was on the front page of my mail that showed up to my house. So this year, I got a little upset with my girlfriend. She went out and voted, and I told her, listen, this year we're not going to vote. We're going to see if that paper comes again to see if we voted.
And so you're going to find out and see if it came back.
To see if it says that I voted when I didn't this time.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how they could do that. Just let every postman know, oh, this house is this, this house is that. How can that happen? How do I know that guy's not an agent? As far as I know, they were the last people to get vaccinated. They didn't force them because they needed them to win the election. You know that.
Oh, the federal government doesn't have to take the shots. Only the troops.
Yeah, I'm talking about the mailmen, the people in the post.
No, you're right. Don't you love how they exempt themselves from what they do to us?
Alex, we love you, bro. Keep up the good fight, and God bless you, my brother.
God bless you, Sean. We're all in this together, brother. We're going to make it. Believe me, it looks bad now, but humanity's just now waking up. So things are getting very, very positive. And I'm not just saying that. As negative as they are, it's Newtonian physics. For every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. It's happening now. That's why they're scared. All right. Gordon in Alaska, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Jones?
Yes, sir.
Do you hear me? Oh, wow. What a moment. I've been listening to you since October of 2001. So
wow.
Nice to finally reach out to you. But anyway, real fast. So up here in Alaska, we just used ranked choice voting for the first time. And I'm not really sold on the idea. I'm still kind of weighing it, but it's something that's not really been in place in our country for a long time. But
how does it work? Explain it to me.
So it's opposite of basically what Madison and Hamilton, how they want to do it, which has been historically and across the country the theme of voting. It's first past the poll, which is just the majority takes the seat, basically. And what's interesting is that's actually encouraged a two-party system, according to a bunch of them fancy sociologists out there. You know what I mean? So
you're talking about a parliamentary system.
Yes. Then bingo, man. So that's why I love friggin' interacting with you, because you know right away it is European in nature. That's where it comes from. But the idea is it opens up third parties, from what I understand. But I don't even know if that's really a solution. It's almost like, it's like if your car, like, headlights are out, right? Our voting system is clearly in need of maintenance.
Well, I was about to say, as bad as the two-party system is, in a parliamentary, it's easy whoever's in power to make alliances with the other sub-parties. And then, so let's say the party in power gets 30% like Trudeau. He just goes out and gets a few other groups to go to 51. Now he nixes all the other groups. So they both got their problems, but I hear what you're saying. All right, we're going to break. When we come back, Norm Pattis, my lawyer, is going to respond to the $473 million on top of the $965 million. It's all academic. It's all monopoly money. It's all the great and powerful laws trying to scare you. Oh, don't support him. That's $1 billion. They think you're stupid, but you're not. We're winning. They're losing. InfoWars.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535.
That's 802-341-4535.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk, the facts about Orgovyx.
Orgovyx Relagolix, 120 milligram prescription tablets, is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Been confronted. We're getting the videos right now. That's coming up here in a few minutes as humanity awakens. Once we're awake, nothing to do is going to work in the long run. That's the key. Awaken the people. Awaken the sleeping giant. Let's take your phone calls right now. Casey in New York, you're on the air.
Hello. I just saw God bless you, man, and I wanted to tell you I was wearing an InfoWars shirt and someone bought my dinner and it was like four times the cost of the shirt.
Have I not told you that'll happen?
Yeah. So, anyways, I wanted to address something that Owen was talking about. He was saying how there's Democratic candidates who get like 90% of the vote. Well, here in New York State, the Republican arm of the Uniparty is so feckless, they don't even bother to put Republican candidates up, right? So the Democrats are running unopposed, and these are like, you know, real leftists running unopposed. So then when they put your ballot through the machine, it just automatically... You know, because there's no option to say, no, I don't vote for this person, like no vote, right? So the machine automatically gives the vote to the unopposed candidate. So you have somebody running, you know, getting like 95% of the vote.
That's a really good point. Where do you think this is all going?
Where do I think it's going?
Yes.
Well, like Mike Lindell said, you know, we got to keep the faith. This is only just the beginning. We cannot let up. We have to put the foot on the gas, you know. I'm going to get in touch with New York Citizens Audit, and I'm going to see what I can do here on the local level.
Well, I'll tell you what's beautiful. As they always say, it's not the destination, it's the journey. Getting to meet all the great people, every race, color, and creed, male, female, gay, straight, you name it, doesn't matter, that want freedom in this process is what's amazing. Getting to talk to you, Casey, and all the great things you're saying, it's the process that is really the best. Thank you so much for calling in. All right, let's talk to Evan and then Deborah. Evan in Kentucky, where Rand Paul just won by huge margins, promising to go after the deep state for their COVID attack and the COVID cover-up, as he calls it. What's on your mind today?
Yes, sir. How are you, Alex?
You know, I'm in the fight, brother, so I'm actually doing pretty good. My cells like what I'm doing. My spirit, I really feel good every day. Sleep really good, strong. I'm under a lot of attack, but I feel like I'm where I'm supposed to be.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say we love you here in Kentucky.
Love you.
And, I was wondering, so with it being like 3 days out from the election, there's no representation from the Republican side to, you know, watch them create votes?
No. I mean, look, it's big tech. It's big media. It's the corporations. They're foreign owned. They're out to get us. They're stealing in front of us. But we're making them steal it in front of us, and it's only going to make folks matter. And once we get 70% of the vote, which we're getting close to, they mathematically cannot steal it. They're so close right now where they're out of bullets. I mean, we're winning.
Yes, but it just seems like everyone knows. I mean, I don't believe there's a soul here that believes that this is
legit. Well, but that's why Rand Paul, I've got the numbers here, but he got the highest Senate reelection number. Because Kentucky's awake, and it doesn't matter. I mean, literally, when you've got 70% of people vote for somebody, they can't steal it. Kentucky overpowered, Florida overpowered, but I got to say, Kentucky better than Florida. Kentucky, Florida, Texas overpowered them with just sheer numbers.
Yeah, but especially in the battleground states. Like, those are the only states really contested.
Well, Kentucky was a battleground until folks got really pissed and woke. It's here. That guy's pull up the numbers. I don't have it in front of me. The article doesn't have it. But, like, Rand Paul won by a gigantic majority. They said one of the biggest wins out there. Well, yeah, he's a good person. And people know that, and he is the prototype, not DeSantis, not Trump. And I like both Trump and DeSantis. I'm saying Rand Paul on policies is the best thing we've got. Thank you, sir. Let's go ahead and take another call. Deborah in Boston, Massachusetts. You're on the air.
Oh, my God, Alex, I can't even believe I'm talking to you. I'm a female in Massachusetts, so... I was watching you like 20 years ago. Honestly, I kind of tune in and out so that I can try to not go crazy.
That makes sense.
Anyway, I had an idea. I have supported InfoWars. I've bought stuff. When I saw like what they did with the truckers in Canada, freezing their bank accounts and stuff, I have to admit that kind of scared me. And, you know, rallying is only so powerful. They're going to infiltrate and make somebody do something crazy. And the idea, honestly, is like getting on your knees and asking. Anyway.
Well, you're right. But, I mean, here's an example. Rand Paul is the model of populist, forget Republican, forget conservative, forget man, woman, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, all, gay, straight, all this BS. Anti-war, pro-America, constitutionalist. Common sense, he won by, put the numbers back on screen, please. He won by a gigantor 61.7% despite all the fraud. So you cannot beat a tsunami of 70%, as I said. The guy he ran against got 38%, okay? So this says 38, that says 38 too. So I'm saying Don't we all agree with Rand Paul? Well, of course we do. That's the model. Not a Republican, not a Democrat, a populist that's pro-human, pro-success, and pro-America. Anything else, Deborah?
Yeah, I totally agree.
Hey, I got to go back to you. I got to go back to you. We finally got my lawyer on. I'm going to come back to you and back to Jonathan when we start the next hour. Norm Pattis, I know you're busy in a meeting. You came on with us. We've got conversations with Brennan and others here in a minute. But another $473 million, the judge, on top of $965 million. What do you make of this, Norm Pattis, the guy that was there at my show trial in Connecticut?
Well, you know, obviously we know what we're looking at now, and the hole got a little bit deeper. Candidly, I thought she'd go a lot deeper. I suspect she did what she could while maintaining a straight face. I think there's plenty of talk around the state that this unprecedented verdict remains vulnerable. And, you know, I think she tried to hit you hard, but not so hard as to be more shocking than this result already is.
Absolutely. So what happens now? Because, I mean, you've seen my finances. I don't have $2 million. So people say, oh, the media says he won't pay it. Well, I mean, if I weigh 260 pounds and they ask for a trillion pounds, I don't have that much flesh.
No, I don't think these cases are about financial recovery at this point. I think these cases are about making a point, making an example of you, and trying to shut you up, frankly. I think the goal is to pile you up with a judgment debt, the likes of which no one else has ever seen, no private person or non-corporation, and then see what you can do to score a lot of it. I think they'd like to put you on a financial leash with the aim of silencing you. And the acid test will be what becomes of the free speech bankruptcy. You know, the bankruptcy court has complete jurisdiction and access to your records and whatnot. They know what you have. People will be summoned to an effort to settle these cases. And if they don't try to settle in good faith, it'll be because their goal is to destroy you. And I don't think you'll let that happen.
And they've said their goal is to silence us.
Well, you know, and I hope for the sake of the American people and for the sake of yourself, you don't let that happen. I think you have a unique voice, and it's a voice that hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people listen to, don't always understand everything you say, don't always understand your appeal. But I know my world would be less rich without you in it, and I'm proud to represent you in the fight to remain on the air.
Well, the preposterous nature of a $9.5 billion kangaroo court already found guilty by the judge verdict, I mean, I guess they put out the $2.75 trillion to make the billion and change look small. Is that what's happening with anchoring? Like they've got like, oh, we want $2.75 trillion, but oh, we want, I mean, is that what's happening?
I don't know that they know what's happening. I mean, remember how the trial unfolded. You were sued. You were defaulted. At no point prior to the trial did anybody ever make a financial demand of you. During the trial itself, the plaintiffs had no financial demand. They presented no financial records. It wasn't until closing argument that their lawyers stood up and basically said, hey, $550 million impressions on social media in a given period. Give these people a dollar for each, and maybe $550 million per plaintiff. You know, they threw a big number in front of the jury and then invited the jury to multiply by its own reasoning, by its own lights.
It's like going to an apple tree that has 10 apples and asking for 1,000. Norm Pattis, we'll talk to you tomorrow. They got to get back to an important meeting. Thank you so much.
Be well, Alex. Bye.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay in attack formation. Deborah, we'll finish up with you, and then Jonathan, and then Paul Joseph Watson from His Majesty's Britannia.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.